off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What kind of old McDonald b- is this?
He saved my life. I couldn't just leave him there with no one to take care of him.
This thing is not going to get on the plane.
Why?
FAA regulations.
There are no FAA regulations about pigs on private planes.
No, there are.
Seriously?
Get rid of it.
No way! No swine left behind.
Do I think that this will ever happen to me? Maybe when pigs fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. We are live in Lakeland for Sun and Fun 2026.
Maybe when pigs fly.
And hanging out at the Flair Pavilion. They got a prime location now. We saw these folks.
You'll float too.
At Air Venture in Oshkosh just a few months ago. And it looks like they've gotten bigger and better. Brought in the plane as usual. Got Lee all the way from down under. I was just there. I was in down under. So I feel like we're kindred spirits
there's
now.
There's a connection.
Lee.
There's a connection. It's my southern accent.
Good
you
felt
the connection to this southern tone in my voice, right?
Yes. I'll tell you what. The Aussies I met over there, super friendly, just
good.
Like you.
Good.
You greased the wheels there. So last time I've been in Australia, now you're back. You're doing the Flair thing. You had the whiskey at Air Venture. You didn't have the bourbon.
Well,
did you?
It's not lost on me, by the way, that two Australians are selling the most American-made drink in the world.
Yes, you know, it's only natural.
The math doesn't quite math, but don't overthink it. Here we are.
Aviators don't do that.
That's right.
They don't judge that way. But am I right? You didn't have the bourbon at Air Venture, did you?
Exactly. So we had our bourbon called First Solo. That was sort of our, I guess you might say, a flagship product that we started with. The thing that we've snuck out here is our rye whiskey. Now, not everybody is a rye drinker, and I even confess I gravitate more towards the bourbon, but rye has become popular.
Well, so wait, just so, because I had it flipped, didn't I?
Yeah, back to front.
Okay,
the concept was correct. You know, we had the bourbon at Oshkosh.
Right.
And now
released the rye whiskey.
Exactly. It's 6 years old. It's not even on the website, so I feel terrible. Someone's listening right now thinking, I'm going to go online and order this amazing rye, and they can't get it.
It's a Sun and Fun exclusive.
We decided to release it here at Sun and Fun.
Yeah.
If there is any left over, of course,
we'll put it
online.
I'm sorry.
It's quality control. This is strictly quality control.
Yes, exactly.
If there's any left, of course, we'll put it online. It's been fun. Those that are rye drinkers have enjoyed it. So that's been really fun to hear that. It is barrel proof. So I kind
It'll
of...
get you there faster.
I was going to say, be careful. If you don't like it, you can pour it into the gas tank of your aircraft.
Hey, after a few sips, you won't care.
Exactly.
But with the appropriate STC, because you know there's a limit to how much ethanol we can have.
Maybe.
At 125 proof, we may have exceeded the acceptable limits.
Right there in the sweet spot, if you ask me. I love that. Actually, that's my kind of proof point.
Now, I don't know if you saw the label on the rye, but I really love it. It looks just like a data plate off a Pratt & Whitney 985.
Nice.
So if you recognize it, or at least if you're a radial fan, you'll look at that label and say, hang on, that looks pretty familiar.
It looks familiar for aviators and just has a kind of a classy, fancy vibe to it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see it on the shelf. It's fun to see. We enjoy going to air shows, but it's a very different audience. Usually it's the local town or you know, the locals are coming along to watch. When you do a Sun and Fun or an Oshkosh, it sounds a little silly. It's our people. It's fellow pilots. It's fellow aviators. You don't need to explain what Flair means or the phrase, finish every flight with a Flair.
Exactly.
They see it. They get it. There's a real connection.
Nailed it on the marketing side.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun to be around fellow pilots who understand what we're up to.
We're not flying. We might as well have a nice cocktail that's kind of makes us feel like we're flying mentally.
But in all seriousness, so one of the big motivating factors with Flair, some of my favorite moments have been sitting around people's hangars in the evening having drinks. We've had amazing evenings doing that.
Yeah.
That's
kind of what Just Plane Radio is. A bunch of pilots that are not flying. They may have had a cocktail to get a little socially lubricated, and that's when the radio gold happens.
We're very cautious of never suggesting... we don't even make a joke about flying and drinking.
Well, I do, we don't encourage that. Exactly.
We try to be responsible because the fact is, in the evenings, look at Sun and Fun. You go around any of these campsites, go over to Vintage, go over anywhere, everyone is chilling out having a drink. It's just the best. It's great.
Yeah, well, you separate the two activities, of course, but you might as well have a little nip at the end of the day when you're not flying, and then that helps you.
Finish a flight with a Flair. In this case, Flair bourbon.
When the day is finished, you Flair. There you go.
I love it. The marketing is just spot on for you guys. And I told you that at Air Venture, but I'm sure you've heard it from everybody. It's quite impressive.
We get in trouble a little bit. There's a few cheeky commercials, but I figure if that offends you, then maybe
you haven't heard our show then, Lee.
Don't worry. So there you go.
It's way worse than that, trust me. But no, it's good stuff. And you got what kind of plane is that again?
The Cessna 195. That's our gal. We love it. So for 30 years, our 195 was a corporate aircraft in California for a construction company. And I kind of have, at some point there in the early 80s, private owners had her. But in my mind, this is like her ultimate retirement job. She sits here, she gets pampered, she looks pretty, she's got the
firework.
Yeah, it's the ultimate retirement job for her.
Yes. So
we love seeing her sitting out here.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's an impressive setup. You got some pretty cool accessories for Flair, too, for the bourbon. Now, by the way, on the rye whiskey, so you're taking orders here at Sun and Fun.
Yeah.
It'll show up online eventually, too. So this will be released. You put a deposit on it, you buy it, and it's sent to you, or what are you guys doing?
Basically, what people are doing here, they're reserving a bottle from the next batch.
Right.
Because we are so small, and trust me when I say I wish we had made more many years ago, we are very small. Each of our batches sells out pretty quickly. So at least here you can reserve a bottle so that bottle has your name on it. You're guaranteed to get it when we fill up.
It's like the ultimate store pick rye whiskey
right? We feel guilty. I wish we had bottles here to hand over.
Yeah.
It's just not how it's played out. At least this way, you know one is coming to you.
So when you guys picked the barrel or worked with the distiller, and it's in Atlanta, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. So how do you decide which, is it a particular barrel you guys picked or the whole thing, batch or what?
So each batch is only small. What we have been doing so far, when we started this really bothered me, by the way. You would have several barrels, they were made on the same day, they've been sitting next to each other for 4 years, 5 years.
Right.
You'd open them up, and sure enough, three of them tasted more or less the same, and one was just beautiful.
Right.
And it's like, why is this happening? We typically mark those, and we put them aside.
Uh-huh.
Last year we did, it was called Stagger Wing Single Barrel. We had a little mini project right before, maybe November, I think we did.
Right, right.
And we'll do the same again this year. These ones that we find that just have a little bit of something special going on, we put them to one side, and we'll do another little special project later in the year.
Gotcha.
It might be one barrel, two barrels.
Well, it's like a store pick. Anyone familiar with bourbons and liquor stores and stuff, if they have a nice relationship with the distiller, they'll go in there and sample 10 barrels and pick the one they like the most.
And it's fun to come up with interesting names. And
yes.
What's be it an aircraft or
So what's the name of the rye whiskey? Do you have a name for it?
It's called Radial Rye.
Radial
and
Rye.
And that's why its label looks like the 985.
How many bottles you hope to get out of that one? Because two or three barrels? Or
it'll only be two barrels, so it's at least this batch is two barrels. And another few months we'll have more. So that's why I say if there's anything left at Sun and Fun, it'll go online. Otherwise, it might be a case of, hey, give us another few months. We'll get there. It's just small.
And the website is?
Flairbourbon.com. Very
simple. Enough. Good stuff, Lee. Congrats. And we got more coming up from Sun and Fun in Lakeland next on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.